Confession time. I'm Irish, I obsess over food, and I've long envied the relationship my Italian friends have with their culinary heritage. This always comes to a boil in March, with St. Patrick's Day and St. Joseph's Day essentially running together. St. Joseph's Day is another chance to recognize how much Italian flavor influences the food life of New Orleans daily. Then there's St. Patrick's Day, where food is basically a punchline. It's the cabbages thrown from parade floats, or that potato-inspired restaurant special. But I believe the Irish condition can contribute something to the New Orleans table as fundamental as red gravy. It's the Irish compulsion for hospitality. New Orleans runs on hospitality, culturally, economically. Settings and relationships can change, but hospitality is always about personality, respect, and a generosity of time and spirit. In my own family, we did not learn that we were Irish through genealogy kits, and definitely not through cooking. We learned that we were Irish through interactions. It meant being up for anything, doing anything for your people, and not getting too high and mighty about yourself. We were taught that all of this came from the involuntary influence of being Irish. All those qualities are also part of making hospitality tick. Of course, my family is also prone to chalk up lost tempers, long grudges, and worse, to being Irish. But if we're not using holidays to uplift the best of what we can be, what good are they? The compulsion toward hospitality is not an exclusive Irish trait, not by a long shot. And that's the point. It's a cultural value, one that can be learned, taught, improved, shared, lost, and recovered, just like a recipe. That's why the Irish gift of hospitality deserves a toast. And if that makes you feel just a little more Irish, even after the parades have rolled, well then cheers to you. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.